Blog Talk Radio.
There are two types of jackasses in this world. One is the ordinary type, and then you got the certified type. The people that I ran into today are definitely certified.
Certifiable.
I went to the motor vehicle building to file a couple of complaints against my landlady because I was told by a human rights specialist that she's in big trouble, you know, with the county and with the HUD. So I go over there with my girlfriend because she's part of this too. You know, she lives here too. And we go in, and this guy comes up to me. You know, you got to go through this stupid line and all this crap, security. Guy comes up to me. Where's your papers for your service dog? You know, and at first I didn't make anything of it. I said, well, guide dogs don't need papers. He said, oh, yes, they do. You know, you have to have papers. If you don't have papers, you're not coming in here. You know, he went on and on and on. And then I told him, I said, where's your papers for your eyes? He goes, what? You know, he didn't know what the hell I was talking about, you know. Then he goes and he gets another certified jackass. And this guy's name was Larry, I believe, first name.
Larry Mullen-Cole?
Yeah. And he comes over. And he starts yelling at me with the papers and all that. And I said, where does it say that you need papers for a guide dog in the law? You have the law? Get the law. And I don't care about the law. I'm telling you what the rules are.
Actually, that's not what he said to you, Frank, if you remember.
That's what he said. He didn't care about the
law. No, you said, I don't give a damn about the law.
Yeah, well, he did. He put it more...
vulgar.
Bluntly, you know, vulgar, in a vulgar term. So then, this guy goes away, the so-called supervisor, called himself a supervisor. He goes away, and the other guy tells me, well, you're not going there, you're not getting past B, you know. Meantime, I get on the phone, I call 911, in between all this, I told my girlfriend, I said, go upstairs to the second floor, tell the human rights that they won't let me in. And she goes upstairs and she gets this guy, Ken, who is disabled. You know, he doesn't move very quickly. And it takes about 15 minutes for him to come down. In the meantime, I call 911. I called News 12. I think I called Joe, too.
Yep. Well, actually, I called News 12.
Yeah. And so this guy, and then I'm standing there, and I said, look, I said to this jackass, I said, I don't know what the hell you're going to do, but I'm telling my dog to find the elevator. You do what you're going to do, and get out of my way. Oh, you're not going through it. And this idiot starts blocking me like a jackass, you know. He's getting in front of my dog. I told him, I said, you know, it's against the law to interfere with a working guide dog. You know, and Charabel was a step ahead of him all the way. She anticipated his every move, and every time he blocked us, you know, I gave her a hand signal with a hop up, and she went around him. And by the time we got to the end of the barrier, all this, you know, trying to duck each other. Time we got to the end of the barrier. The other certified jackass said, oh, no, leave him alone, leave him alone. Get out of his way. And at the end of the barrier was the guy, Ken, from the human rights. Beautiful, beautiful guy. Absolutely outraged, you know. And then we got to the elevator and went upstairs. But this idiot tried to interfere with my dog.
And not only that, the police officers. You said the police officer
came.
Was outraged.
Yeah, the cops came, and by that time I was on my way to the elevator. They missed the real action of it, you know. But they were there. They did come. They came very fast, I got to say.
Wow.
You know. And I went upstairs, and Ken proceeded to tell me that this is a horror. It's been happening all over. And I thought back, hey, it happened to me at the court. It happened to me over the winter at the mall. It happened to me at a restaurant. Christmas.
Or by rent-a-cops, that we what we call them.
Yeah.
Security.
So
they gotta change it.
You know, the guy was right. It is a pattern. You know.
Yeah.
And he was telling me I'm not the only one.
That's
this
right.
has happened to. So there you have it. I mean, the stupid asses that think that they're running this place and protecting people. You know, harassing the wrong people.
That's right.
You know, and then I tried to explain to, Ken knew it. You know, anybody can get a paper that says it's a guide dog. But can the dog do the work? Now, you see what happened here, I believe. They saw my dog doing the work, and the guy must have got panicky and you know, and thought, what the hell are we doing? Look at that dog.
Well,
they're
not getting out of it because you filed it. You filed against them.
Oh, hell no, they're
right
not getting
upstairs.
Out of it. Oh, hell no. They're not going to get out of it.
Should I go further and tell how daring I got in this case?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Go ahead.
I decided I'm not putting up with this with anybody. So I called the... human rights office back to find out if they could get me the name of the security company that works the building. So they said they couldn't get it for me, but they gave me another phone number to call for a different office in the building. I called the other office, and they said, no, you're not reaching that office. How can I help you? This is permits and records. So I said, well, you know, I'm trying to find out who the security company is that's operating in your building. So, you're reaching the management office for the building. I'll be happy to get that. And I explained to the woman the situation that happened with her security guards in that building. And she says, I'm very thankful that you called me. I wouldn't have known the stuff was like this was going on with the guards here. And she looked it up, and she gave me the name of the company. She gave me the phone number and everything else. And I said, you know, not only did my director file a complaint upstairs, a formal complaint upstairs about your security guards, but I'm going to call the company, and I'm going to get right to the heart of the matter with the top person in that company to find out why they don't train these people in a proper manner, because we're finding out it's going on more often. So she says, good luck. I'm happy you called.
Good luck.
Yeah. And then Frank and I called the company.
Oh, jeez.
We were given a secondary number to call because the person that we needed to speak with was busy. So we call back. We get this supposed supervisor of the company on the phone. And so he was a high enough level that, you know, he's responsible for the security guards in this building. So, the idiot didn't even know the law.
Oh, Jesus.
You wonder why these guys don't know on the scene?
Yeah, and on top of that, which we're explaining it to him, he says, I'm learning something for the first time today. What are you talking about, learning something for the first time? You are running that security guard company. You're supposed to know the laws. And how are your workers supposed to know what the hell they're doing if you don't know it? You know, and now there's going to be a whole big investigation. He knows the guys we're talking about. There's going to be a whole big investigation, and he's going to call Frank back in a couple of days. But I said, listen, call back whenever you want to, but be aware, number one, that the complaint has already been officially filed upstairs in that building in the human rights office where he was refused entry to.
God help.
And the guy's like, Isn't that ironic? You're in the Human Rights Building and you didn't have your rights?
Yeah.
I also said to him, hey, listen, if you'd like to make this right after your investigation, we're planning on having a news conference on this down the road a few days when we can arrange it. Would you like to step up with us and tell everyone how you're going to retrain your damn staff to understand the basic laws with service dogs? You know, I mean, this is just a basic law. You and your security guard should know this. And I said, this is why people are having problems getting into all these buildings around. I said he was denied entry into a courthouse a month or so ago. We don't know if those are your guards either. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. So you go, oh, well, I'm going to have to get to the bottom of this, blah, 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 blah. So we're going to have to see what. But how many people are going to stick their neck out and call the security company directly? I go for the jugular. I don't care who it is. I don't care what their status is.
That's why he's the pit bull.
What their title is. I'm going to make it known. You know, yes, it's been taken care of on one end, but I want to make sure these idiots understand the real truth, and they have to investigate their own people. And
well, my new friend Ken is with us from the Human Rights. He's a Human Rights Specialist, you know, and he's all for. He's a fan of InterSight. He knew about InterSight. You know, he's seen the show a couple of times.
Yeah, I think so, if this has to go further, we should go to Jim. He's a human rights attorney.
Yeah,
if he'll take it, I'll give it to him. I don't care.
How could he not? I mean, come on.
Who knows? You know.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, such a the feeling that you get, you know, you feel horrible when this happens.
Feel degraded.
You know? Yeah, degraded and like you're nothing, you know, like these people look down on you, you know.
Yeah, Frank was explaining it to his explaining it to his sketch writer on the way home. I overheard it because he was on the phone and the phone wasn't turned off. And this woman was appalled. The driver was appalled.
Oh, yeah.
She knew more than the security guard.
That's craziness. I mean,
so, you know, I want a substantial settlement. I'm not gonna move away from this. I'll tell you, the way they made me, the way what they did to me, you know. And you know,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Especially when he was preventing you from passing. That is to me, that's like assault. In my eyes, he's preventing your movement. He's preventing you from doing your movement. That's craziness.
Yeah,
well,
he's blocking me. He's trying to block me.
That's why he literally broke the New York State law.
Yes, he did. Right,
and that's
there.
For that very reason, he could be arrested.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, he interfered with the guide dog.
Right, with the working guide dog.
And when I told that to this head of the security company, he said, oh, really? I said, yes, really.
Shit.
Yeah. You know. So they're going to have to pay me a good substantial money. I want a public apology. I know what I want. And I want signs up in that building. You know, service dogs welcome. You know?
Yeah.
The federal government has a sign.
Welcome, as well as please don't interfere with the movement of a working guide dog or something to that effect.
Yeah,
the federal government has signs that you can put up.
Those signs shouldn't even be needed. It should be a known fact.
I want these imbeciles to remind them, though. You got to remind these idiots.
Yeah, but the security guards aren't going to read the signs. They think that's for them.
They should make
put
them
it right
read
next
it. The company, the company should make them read it, you know.
Yeah.
And remind them what the hell is going on. What you know what they're supposed to do. InterSight, man, I'm glad. 213-816 1650, and I filed two complaints today against my landlady, which I'm glad about, you know.
Yep.
According to the human rights, she's in violation of the county and the HUD. So they sent the one complaint
crazy
right to HUD, and this guy Ken is a notary. They notarized everything. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, she wants to play around with courts, so now I'm playing with the court, too.
Yep. Well, as they used to say in Laurel and Hardy, but this one is a little bit different. You are a bad girl.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, you,
you
know,
know,
we'll
the
see.
Funny thing is we could, I guess, submit in terms of we can't visit our friend. You know, and it's that's the truth. We can't visit our friend. In all the years that I known you, Frank, I've been only able to, you know, be on the outside, like a spectator on the outside.
Silo is considering being an ally in the lawsuit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I hope they come in, and anyone else who's welcome, you know.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, that you know, you have to check with human rights. I don't know how that fits in, but. You know?
Yeah, I'll do it. Because
do
I've
it.
Been all I've been with you is a friend, and I can't even visit you. That there's got to be something that covers that area.
Well, the key is she renovated the three apartments. Once she did that, and it's listed as the Islip Inn, she has to invite the public, and that includes the disabled.
That's right.
That's what they're basing all this on. Now, whether or not this holds up, you know, I don't know. But I know I put it out
she
there.
She really renovated those apartments. I don't mean a little bit. It looks like everything's brand new. Everything.
Yeah, she renovated.
How could you tell?
Because
got pictures
when I
on
went
there.
Online, those just every all appliances look brand new. Everything, Joe. Everything.
She's got pictures.
Did they do yours
pictures.
Too?
No. She wants to get me out of here.
Yeah. Until he she gets him out of there, she won't renovate that apartment.
You know. But for whatever it's worth, I did it. And at least I feel that I was able to do something, you know, in my defense, you know.
I hope it gives it a stay to your, you know.
I don't know. My lawyer says it won't, but there might be another way to do it, you know?
Okay.
I'm going to check around and
so
see what...
So if it's under investigation that she's breaking the law, how could she kick you out?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's a good question.
I'm gonna ask the county attorney since I filed... a complaint with the county. County attorney for sure is going to take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
is that the same county attorney that didn't like you when we went to court the last time?
Yeah. Well, it was a long time ago. I don't know if it's the same guy.
You know
but,
what?
Yeah.
Maybe things change. You never know.
Well, when Frank and I were in the court last time about the transportation and everything, this guy thought we were idiots.
Well, he might like me now because if she's causing them to violate HUD by opening this place up to the public and not accessible, he might need me.
Yeah.
You know? So there it is. You know, that might turn into that kind of situation. You know?
Yeah.
Might need me to testify.
That's right.
Yeah, if they let you in the court building.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
Damn right.
You might go to the court building and they might bow
down
to you. They might bow when you come in the next time.
I'm not backing down. That's the deal. I won't back down. You ever hear that song by Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
Oh, that's me.
I like that song.
In a sight around the world, mad or glad. Let's see.
I got a number for you, by the way.
918. What's the number?
The number is 74,703.
Ooh.
Wow, we went over 700.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's cool.
All right.
And
yeah.
Our video, the videos from News 12 and our friend Kathy from the event are up on our notification. They're up through the notifications on our Facebook page. There's no way to share it on Facebook, but it's in there as a notification. Both the ceremony, which came out beautiful, and the News 12, which didn't come out as clear to me, but they're both. If we can, I don't know how we could get that put on the Facebook page because this comes up in our notifications, and there's no way to share it.
Oh, I'd have to look at that.
I don't know. The video from the news, the video from the News 12 cast is on our Facebook or
from the broadcast. I could try to play it if you want. It's not clear, but I could try to play it.
Oh yeah, yeah. See what you can do with
it. Yeah, play it.
I didn't even hear it.
I didn't hear it either.
Let me get into.
All right.
Shebang.
In the site. Brought to you by James Bahamonde, attorney, housing specialist, service dog discrimination. You got some of that for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, employment.
There's plenty of business with that.
You can call Jim, 516-783-9662. And we wish all the best for his little girl while we're talking about Jimmy. All right, check him out, James Bahamonde. And if you need a good dog, now they say the Akita is supposed to be mean and aggressive. My dog didn't make a sound today, and this guy was on right on our ass.
Right.
You know, and she just taught him, you know, you're not going to win with me, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, my guy gave me a command, and I'm going to find that elevator, so you better get the hell out of the way. And she walked right through him.
That's
so don't tell me an Akita can't be a guide dog. Bunch of crap.
Smart.
All right. Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Check them out. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, Akita lady over there. All right. What else we got? Good Mojo Printing. Yeah, you need some printing? Check out Good Mojo. The number is 631-666-1010. The Good Mojo printers, and we thank them for donating the material for the wedding. We really appreciate that. Good Mojo, check them out. Right here in Islip, New York. All the beautiful children of the world, including Corey Foster and Avanti Oquindo. Remember them, take care of the youngsters, protect them, cherish them, and give them a good life and a chance to live. All right, and of course, Avante and Corey, in a sight, won't let you forget them. Let's see, what else we got on tap? You want to sell your house? Or buy a house or rent an apartment. We got a great realty for you. Kennedy Realty. I don't know the name of my buddy's realty company, but I'm going to find out because he donated $100 to Intersight. My buddy Tony. But I'll find out some information on that. But Kennedy Realty, beautiful, beautiful guy to know. And you can call them up right here in Islip, New York, 631-888-1186, 888-1186. Kennedy, tell them you heard about it here on Intersight. What else we got out there?
April.
How are we doing with that video?
I've got it ready whenever you're ready, but you're doing the...
Oh, right.
What about April?
Let's do the Able News, and then we'll have the video.
And you forgot about Big East, too.
Yeah. You want to do Big East first?
Yeah, I'll do that. Do the Able News first.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 25 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
We support the rescues, trying to save the lives of dogs and helping them. And many of those dogs can be service dogs. Example, the Big East, the key to rescue. So check them out, 609-388-7004 on the Big East, the key to rescue. .org. All right, so let's see if we can play some of that video.
Okay,
from
hold
News
on.
News 12, right?
Yep, hold on.
All right, here we go. On Inner Sight.
Out that clear. I don't know if it was it must have been a recording off a recording because it sounded like someone was out in the wind.
Yeah, but
it's also
visual, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't all that clear. But you want me to play the ceremony that was because the ceremony video that Kathy took is here the whole from where I introduced.
She videoed the ceremony, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
nice,
good.
That came out nice and clear.
Oh,
how good.
Oh, let's hear that. Can we hear that?
Yeah, make it louder, too.
Put on the music. Right here. The marriage of Orzo and Charabel. And right now, take great privilege in introducing the town clerk of Iceland, the Honorable Olga
Merridge.
Thank you.
Now, we take a special moment for Orso and Charabel to toast their devotion and friendship. From the Celtic tradition, we use a loving cup or a loving bowl from which these two can share their first married slurp. Or not.
What?
That's all right. When they get to know each other, they'll share the same
Ladies,
look upon these two in the name of friendship and devoted service to their owners. May they never hunger for doggy treats, and may they always know playfulness and joy. By the power vested in me by inner sight, I now pronounce you pups in love. You may sniff your beloved.
All right.
And I also want to let you know that I have to thank police officer Lisa Ramsey from Fort Worth Police Department in Texas, who was a great help in pulling together this ceremony. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ah, man, that was priceless.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, just priceless and so memorable, you know.
Yeah.
You never forget
something. I still laugh at it.
I
still laugh at it. Thank Kathy for doing that,
you know.
That's
giving
Kathy
us
Seaman.
That.
She was one of the guards.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I still know if she was a lifeguard or just a guard there, but...
I don't know, but she was nothing like the jackasses I ran into today.
That's for sure.
there aren't too many like that, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, so Matt or Glad, Monday, 213-816-1650. How are we doing on the lines? Anything?
Nothing.
Quiet. It must be the summertime.
Camp?
You know.
Well,
whatever.
I had fallen once, I told you guys, on my wheelchair backwards, and the rent-a-guards that I, the rent-a-cops that I had, were just staring at my dress that had flown over my head, and I had only panties on, unfortunately, and the dress had flown over my head, and I was embarrassed, and the thing was, as I had said, please help me get up. They kept asking me, what could we do for you? I'm like, you idiots, help me up. So, I mean, these are the things that, you know, you knew the person was looking at you. You just help me up, you idiot. So that happened to me in my time of embarrassment.
Did they help you?
Eventually, yes. Maybe after a good look, they didn't help me, you know. So I'd say after like about, yeah, they took a good look at me and then they helped
idiots.
Me. I don't even know how long it took, but it took a little bit.
Yeah, well, the mentality of a lot of these security guards is not very high.
No.
You know,
they don't hire... A lot of times they don't hire police quality guards. In fact, the 9 out of 10 times, the only one that's had police experience is usually the upper management, the ownership
right.
and management of these companies. But you can
right.
walk off the Frank, I think you can walk off the street and apply to be a security guard.
Yeah, visually impaired, too.
Do a better job than some of these guys.
Not just visually impaired, totally blind. I've literally done security work to a certain extent at different places. You know, like when I worked for the Raceway, Riverhead Raceway.
Oh,
yeah.
The security guards there too. People are supposed to stay off the away from the fence around the track when the cars are racing.
Yeah.
These security guards, they'd be walking around talking and whatnot. I'd be getting up whether I was working or not working. I'd walk around. If I saw people standing up against the fence, I had my shirt on for the job saying Riverhead Raceway or something on it.
Staff
I'd go
or
up
whatever.
To him and I would say, "Excuse me, you must step away from the fence while the racing is going on." And they look at me like I have three heads. I said, "No, I'm not a security guard. But if you don't move back from the fence, the security guard will come over. And then you'll be asked to leave."
Yeah.
So they'd move back.
Yeah.
And then the security guard would, of course I knew them all because I was around there all the time. They'd walk up to me and say, "Thanks."
So you had to do their job.
I said, "Why didn't you do the damn job? Why am I doing it?
Why am I saying this, you know?" That's position to do that.
I have a glad for my newfound friend, Ken, at the Human Rights. Beautiful, beautiful guy. And just, you know, really made me feel so good and came to my rescue, you know. And covered the thing so thoroughly, I mean, with the complaints and everything, and notarized them and everything. And so that's my glad for the day.
Well, that's
thank
good.
Ken, who himself, you know, he's disabled himself. So he explained to me that because of his disability, he used to live in New York City. And half the places he wanted to go to, he couldn't get into. You know, he walks with a device. You know, he has a bad leg, and he can only, if he walks distance, he can only walk on the one leg. He has to have a knee support on this device. You know, and he was telling me how horrible it is. You know, that he was discriminated against. In the city. So Ken.
It just shows again, you have to live it to understand it. If you don't live it, you don't understand it.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. No way around that. I mean, you know, he...
That's true.
I wouldn't want to keep that security guard in the kneecaps.
Right. Damn right. He understood it immediately, Ken, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you say he also watches our show, so.
Yeah, he's seen the show.
Yeah.
He knew who I was.
That's
which
great.
Was nice. You know, and I invited him on the show. He said, "Oh, they won't let us do that," you know.
Yeah, right.
Well, tell him come in as a friend of InnerSight.
Yeah, I told him. I said, "You don't have to come from the Human Rights. Come as just, you know, as an individual." He said, "Think about it."
Yeah.
You know, because I know he wants to talk about discrimination.
Yeah,
but he might not be allowed to.
He can still talk about discrimination as an individual. Doesn't have to mention the name of Human Rights.
No, but if anyone else from there watches the show, they'll know that, you know, he's talking about it because he works there.
Yeah, I don't want to get the guy in trouble, but...
If he wants to come on the radio show, and we just say his first name like we're saying now, and he wants to talk about discrimination, that's a different thing because it's open to the public.
Right.
All right. Don't forget, we're on television too. Channel 20, Monday night 8:00, and again Tuesday night 8:00, Channel 20. And Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Wednesdays, 11:00, 1997, MNN. And that goes all over the world on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. So check it out. And we're here 5 nights a week on InnerSight 9 to 10. So let's see. Matt or Glad Monday? Anybody want to call in? We got a Glad. Go ahead.
Well, it's in regards to Suzanne, because of my persistence in helping her get this oxygen concentrator. We hadn't heard anything from this fellow that was supposed to have emailed, faxed everything over to the union office. And, you know, their phone system is so chaotic, it's like, you know, it's ridiculous. It's like you're in a maze. You call the place up, you get on hold, you're transferred. Even though you're dialing a direct line, it puts you through to someone else. They put you on hold and transfer you. It goes to someone else again. So finally, I got fed up with these people. You know, I said, you've got to get us through to this guy. Because, of course, they say he's the only one also that could get into the records and do anything. We found one guy that was so annoyed that we were calling back so many times and not getting the help. He took it into his own hands to take down all the information we needed and send it over to this fellow that we couldn't get through to. So by the time we got him on the phone, he already had everything, you know, that we needed. So, but today, after the third call back in, I was annoyed. I said, you've got to find a way to get us through to this guy. I mean, we already know he's the only one that could open up the file. And we keep calling and calling. We keep being rerouted into the queue. And okay, let me give you his personal desk number. Direct dial desk number. Not through the corporate office. His direct dial area code and everything. He gives it to us. Call the guy up. Get him right on the phone.
Yeah, we did.
I'm just going to use first names here because, you know, we're not talking.
Yeah.
We're not going to mention the company until it's resolved. We get this guy Brian on the phone and tell him what's going on. Oh my! This phone system sucks, and I'm sorry you've been through all this and
well,
blah blah blah.
That's what he was saying.
I said, yeah, well, the phone system sucks, but have you done anything yet?
Yeah.
You know, I said we need this document to get over to the union before the end
like
of business
yesterday.
Day. Yeah. Last week, but before the end of business day today, this document, this invoice with all the codes and everything else must get to this union office today.
So now is it official? The union going to pay for this?
Well,
yeah.
They first have to send the information to the union. And then the union's going to determine if they're going to provide Suzanne with the check or not.
Right.
The full check.
Yeah.
Well, it came out to more. It actually came out to more than what we predicted because they started giving us all this other stuff. Well, if you want a 3-year warranty, it costs this much. If you want a lifetime warranty, it costs this much. So.
Yeah.
The guy, he was going to put on the list the difference between the 3-year warranty and the lifetime warranty. So I said, no, you're not doing that.
But the lifetime.
Not the best.
You're putting a lifetime, you're adding up the lifetime warranty only.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
Because whatever
the
lowest figure is, that's what the union's going to give.
That's right.
Yeah,
so if you
don't
give them a choice, they're going to have to give you the whole thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I told them.
That's what you need. You need the best equipment and with the best guarantee.
Well, this guy did say that, number one, this particular unit that she's getting, number one, is a new unit. If it's purchased, it's a brand new unit. It's the best that they have for what she needs right now. And he said with the lifetime warranty, God forbid anything ever goes wrong with the unit. Even if they don't make the same one again, she'll get an upgrade to the newer unit.
Right.
And it will always put out the amount of oxygen that she needs. Whatever unit they give her from then on in, will always give her what she needs or better.
Right.
All right. So,
So
hopefully it'll all go through and you get it.
Yeah, well, we were after him two other times today because by 2 o'clock, Suzanne still hadn't gotten any information. So I left a voicemail for him at 2 o'clock. I said, come on now, Brian. This has to be at this office no later than 4 p.m. because these union offices a lot of times close early. And we must have it there before end of day. He called Suzanne back. Everything was sent. He sent her the email to confirm everything and to give her a duplicate of what was sent to them.
It was before 4 p.m., though.
Yeah. So now tomorrow we've got to call the union office back and make sure they got it. But
he
also said he was going to. He said, I'll call the woman at the union, make sure she got it and everything. So of course we're not leaving that to hearsay. We're going to call up and check ourselves.
But you see the difference it makes when they know that there's money there involved.
That's right.
You know, the union has the money. They know that. You know.
Right.
They everybody perks up when they know
the
that the money
there.
Is there. That's the
right.
point of all this. And that's
but
why
right.
our debit card system should be there.
Yeah. We still don't know if she's gonna get any of the money, but
well, we don't
know,
but you know, that's the question.
At least the chance will be there now.
Yeah.
Right.
But they know that the union has the money. It's not a question of, dealing with Medicaid or Medicare is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
right.
It still has to
Which
go
is
through
worse.
As an outside. It has to go through as an outside purchase. It's not going
right.
through. It's not going through the insurance, the MagnaCare insurance that she has, because they won't accept it.
Right.
So it's going
well,
through.
Whatever
right.
they
got to
do,
purchase.
You know. Let's
that
see
and
if they come
benefit.
Through.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So. Let's see if they come through and,
the
I don't know.
Dealing with it, I'm sorry, the woman that we're dealing with at the union is a sweetheart. I mean, she
Who's
wants
the president
to
of that union? I don't know.
We couldn't even get
Mr.
through.
Mr. Marshall.
Oh,
Marshall?
Right,
Marshall,
yeah. Yeah, but we couldn't get through. They would not let us speak with. In fact, when we called that office, they said, no, you have to speak to this other office. But they're not going to – the woman had the nerve to say to me, oh, they're not going to talk to you. They're going to want to speak to the member of the union. You're the – that's the – she's the wife of the member, and you're an advocate. They're not going to talk to you. I said, do me a favor, please. Just give us the phone number. Give us the person's name. I promise you she'll talk to me. She didn't even question us. I got on the phone, told her who I was, told her who Suzanne was. She spoke to us in a flash. She didn't even question us.
She knew me, too. She knew me very well. Oh, hi, long time no speak to. Like,
No, not that one. Not that one.
Oh, which one?
The one that we
went to
first.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't know you from a hole in the wall. She didn't know me either.
No, she didn't.
But she did not refuse to speak to either one of us.
That's right. That's true.
So, I mean,
well,
the president's office lied to us.
I've always had good experience with unions, you know.
Yeah.
I've gotten donations from unions before.
Yeah, well, with unions, you have to be straight up front. You can't BS. You have to tell it as it is, quick and clean, and that's it. They don't put up with any nonsense.
No,
they don't.
Straight talk, you know.
Yes, they do.
And I've had a lot of experience
hopefully,
with that, too.
By the end of the week, you'll have it.
Well,
I
you
don't
know
about
else I
that.
You know what
I'll
else
have
I
the
did.
Decision, maybe, but I might not have the unit itself until they cut the check. Cutting of the check takes a while.
I also asked this guy, because he knows all the hassle we've been through over the last 2.5 weeks trying to get through to him and everything. I said, will you also institute, expedite immediate overnight delivery at your cost when it's time for the unit to be shipped? So when that okay is given, she'll have it the next day. Well, I want to speak to my supervisor about that. I can't do that, but she probably will.
Well, you know, it's
so
funny.
Mr. Marshall
is the name of the guy who was the owner of the Gotham Bus Company in Ralph Crandon. I happen to know Mr. Marshall.
Oh, Mr. Marshall.
Yeah. Well, Mr.
You know
Marshall.
Him well?
Yeah, of course I know him well. You know, he's a good guy, Mr. Marshall.
Not that much.
Well, they all say you're a good guy, Mr. Marshall.
You always say that once you get the check.
That's right.
He gave Mr. Marshall dog food to eat.
No, I wouldn't give this guy dog food. Sorry.
Well, anyway. You push for the max.
That's why it couldn't hurt to ask him to expedite overnight shipping at their cost if this comes through, because he knows what we've been through for the last 2.5 weeks. Just trying to get him on the phone.
Yeah.
They owe it to us.
All right. In a
oh,
site.
Oh, God, yeah.
213-816-1650. Anybody want to call in? Tell us what you're mad about or glad about, you know, and
I mean, just
don't make it up. Tell the truth.
Hey, Frank, I dare that security guard or a supervisor to call the show.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right.
They won't
pay
us.
Yeah, fat chance, you know. I might not let them on.
If they know where the telephone is.
All right. Yeah.
What happens if they want to make a public apology?
No. I want more than that.
Well,
not going to let them off that easy.
That's going to come from the company itself, not from those idiots.
Yeah, right. A public apology with a nice check for Inner Sight, I'll take.
Yeah.
So, the wedding, beautiful, beautiful ceremony. It was so good to hear that again.
Oh,
you
it
know.
Made me smile.
And the News 12 video, we thank them for publishing that, you know. I want to thank the Associated Press, my friend over there, Kylie, who helped me this morning and who wants to keep in touch on these matters that I'm working on with the human rights. So,
did News 12 ever call you back?
No, they never did.
We should try them again tomorrow morning.
Wednesday is the anniversary of the ADA.
The FBI?
Now, I didn't go to the party Saturday, but it got back to me. Joe told me today, it got back to me that someone or some people were talking about that we're being dispossessed and that the landlady may be in violation of the law. Now, I don't know who did it or what, but it got out. So Silo knows
Ooh.
About it.
Cool.
You know?
Well, you put it on Facebook.
Yeah. The reason I didn't go to the party is because the ADA hasn't protected me. Let's see if they protect me now. They didn't protect me when I needed a guide dog or the medical. Let's see if they're going to do something for me now with these human rights complaints and this business with the security guard, too. All
do
right.
Do they know about
so
the security
we'll,
guard?
Huh?
Know about the security guard issue?
Who?
What?
Silo?
No. How could they know that? That's
just I'm not talking about Silo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Talking about the ADA.
Okay.
So Wednesday is the actual day, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll see what happens between now and then. In the meantime, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. We have a new programming on the weekend, if you want to check it out. A disabled guy who does radio drama. And it's on Saturday and Sunday. I'm not too sure about the time. I gotta find out what time he's in California, so his time is different. But Maria is part of it, and it's a new programming, and we look forward to hearing that. I want to hear what they do.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight, and Mad or Glad. Monday, What's happening with Trump, and what's the latest? Anybody know?
He's being an imbecile, as always.
He said something about if you don't, like, I don't know, something about the health care, you're fired or something. I didn't quite catch all of it.
Oh, he gave a you're fired?
Yeah, he did.
Who did he fire now? You're fired. I heard he hired a new guy.
Something like that. But all I know is that I heard this monstrous, stupid, you know, phrase used on his in his presidency, and I'm like, wait a second. This is crazy.
I happen to have the NPR station on. You know, it's good. They had us on once or twice. And this new guy, I forget who it was.
It's someone from New York.
Yeah. And this new guy said, oh, Mr. Trump is doing a wonderful job.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what else is he going to say? You know,
he was hired. Of course he's going to say
that. Hang him. You know? He's not going to get up there and say, well, he's doing a lousy job. Get rid of him.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was interesting. Some new guy. I don't know what he does. I missed that part.
I forget now.
Security
was on the news.
I think it was security.
Well, replace someone that he fired.
Yeah, he fired somebody.
Yeah.
He fired his press secretary a while back, didn't he?
Yeah. I think he thinks he's on The Apprentice. I really do.
I don't know. You're
on
fire.
The show that he was on, you know, with NBC, and
do we still have that audio?
Yeah, we do on number 7, hit number 7.
Do we have it?
Yeah.
I love that. Let's hear it. I want to hear
You're fired.
There you go.
There he is.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Trump, if you fire me, you got to give me all the back salary I put into InterSight.
There you go.
Yeah, well, still
mixed all the stuff you owe me all these years.
He's still mixed up in this whole Russia thing.
Yeah, that too.
Who knows what's going on with that?
He says,
Russia.
My son went to meet with a Russian attorney. Just a plain old Russian attorney. Not a attorney with the government. No, it was just a plain old Russian attorney. Oh, okay.
Well, my grandma was Russian. You know?
Probably.
So I might have a little Russian in me. Who knows?
Well, my grandparents are Russian Jews.
Yeah.
Well,
my
grandfather on one side is part Russian, and my grandmother on one side is part Russian. Believe it or not. Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow night, open mic. Don't forget. Be with us. Talk about anything you want right here. Tomorrow night on InterSight. You know, we ought to do a show on security guards.
We should, really.
How they should act and all that. You know.
And be sensitive to people with disabilities.
Well, basically, security guards should...
Yeah.
Basically,
this
security guards should act like officers, other than the fact they don't have a right to arrest anybody.
Yeah.
That's right.
We ought to do a show on this business of papers too.
And diplomacy in terms of the way they act. They should be very diplomatic and just, you know, learn the laws that are needed. You know?
Who's at the InterSight?
Hold on. Be with you tomorrow night open mic. I want to thank Big Joe engineer, Suzanne co-host.
You're welcome.
New friend Ken, all our people who helped us with the service dog wedding, we really appreciate that. Tomorrow night, open mic, InterSight, be with us and say what you want. All right, thank you very much for listening. InterSight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Around the world, InterSight. And we're going to do it. We're going to get that debit card system. We're going to help people all over. both able-bodied and disabled, will benefit. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.